أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم and welcome dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear friends, dear students, dear teachers of the Holy City of Qom to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the Holy City of Qom. It is such an honor to be here at your presence, hosting all of you dear, esteemed people of the Holy City of Qom, as we gather again another week in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters who are bereft of home and safety. Brothers and sisters who are bereft of warmth and comfort. Brothers and sisters who are bereft of a happy and contented life. Brothers and sisters who are bereft of brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. According to recent reports by Iran's intelligence ministry, approximately 35 people have been arrested in connection with the terrorist attacks which occurred in the city of Kerman. Apparently, one of the masterminds of these terrorist attacks in Kerman, of course, which occurred while pilgrims were visiting the grave of Shahid Hash Qasim Soleimani, one of the masterminds was a Tajik national who apparently fled the country 2 days prior to the attacks. But what is really interesting is that there was a second individual who was involved, also considered to be one of the masterminds of this attack. He was a 24-year-old Israeli with Tajiki citizenship. Now, apparently these people had claimed to be a part of the Daesh terrorist organization. This in itself is interesting, that the individual who was one of the masterminds is an Israeli. But our question at SOQ was that these Daesh members have the quote-unquote courage and audacity to come and kill innocent people who were visiting the grave of a martyr. Where is their audacity and courage in defending the Palestinian brothers and sisters? Palestinian Muslims who are being killed for over 3 months now in the lands of Palestine. Apparently, they don't have the courage to come and do anything against the Zionist regime, but they do have the courage to fight against innocent and weaponless civilians. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. Of course, in the occupied lands of Palestine, apparently so far, well over 23,500 people have been murdered, and according to other statistics, 30,500 innocent people have been murdered. Innocent Muslims, innocent human beings. Of course, of these 23,500 people, the overwhelming majority of them are women and children. Approximately over 59,000 people are wounded. Thousands of people, including women and children, are still under the rubble of destroyed buildings. And countless are waiting to die due to their injuries. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. As many of you probably already know, but in case you don't, the United States Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, recently visited Israel. He also apparently visited Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority. And so we very strongly condemn and are ashamed of this humiliation brought on by Mahmoud Abbas as he smiled and shook the hands of the people who are the murderers and the killers of the innocent Muslims and are the murderers and killers of his own people.
Mar bar
America.
Again, many of you are probably aware, but in case that you are not, the United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution which was put forth by the United States of America and its colonial vassal, Japan. In this UN Security Council resolution, this resolution demanded an immediate end to Yemeni attacks on Israeli ships that were owned by Israel or Israeli-bound ships in the Red Sea. So it passed with 11 yeas and I believe a few abstentions. So here we want to highlight the absolute hypocrisy of the United Nations Security Council and the United Nations itself, as well as the complete failure of the United Nations and the United Nations Security Council. Because on one side, you have decided to come up with a resolution and pass the resolution that does not allow any Israeli-owned ships or ships that are going towards Israel to be attacked. And on the other hand, you turn a complete blind eye to the tens of thousands of Palestinians that are being killed for the last 3 months. And matter of fact, it is the same United States of America which has passed this resolution, as Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, has on multiple times vetoed the resolutions to have a ceasefire in the Palestinian lands. And finally, one interesting point, from among the people or the countries that had abstentions, meaning they didn't vote, was Russia and China. And here it's quite unfortunate. Why was it that Russia and China did not veto this resolution in the same manner that the United States of America has repeatedly vetoed resolutions to have a ceasefire in the lands of Palestine? Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And the last point, on January the 9th, 2 days ago, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he gave a speech to the people of Qom. And in this speech, which is just 2 days ago, His Eminence said that it was predicted, and he was the one who did the prediction, by the way, but he didn't give the credit to himself. He said that it was predicted that the Palestinian resistance would be the victors in this field, and the side that would be defeated would be the evil and cursed Zionist regime. And then he says that today, this prediction is coming true. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.